This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The spectacle that is Twitter at the end of week one of Elon Musk's tenure just keeps on spectacling. Corporate offices were closed today, actually, because something like half of the company is being laid off. That news tidbit you've surely heard already, but we want to talk about the how of it. Because Twitter employees were sent a detailed memo about how things would go today. They were told to stay home, first of all, and wait for an email that would tell them their fate. If you get an email to your work address, you're good. If it comes to your personal address, gather your belongings, which is honestly a really rough way to tell 3,500 people that they're out of a job. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab has the art and the science of the mass layoff.
Layoffs are one of those things that feel so terrible that there's no good way to do them. But there are definitely bad ways and better ways. Jason Windmill at Argo Point, a management consulting firm, says giving employees a written heads up that layoffs are coming is common.
It should communicate, here's the process, here's some of the milestones, and that can be helpful in letting some people know about things.
It gives employees time to mentally prepare, and it clarifies any rumors circling the office. In the meantime, a team of people, mostly executives, HR, and legal, are busy planning how the layoffs will be communicated. Michael Sturman, a professor of human resources management at Rutgers University, says the biggest point of discussion is exactly what will be said.
Sometimes even down to the point where a script needs to be made ahead of time.
He says it's important to keep the message short, but empathetic, and the details should be specific. Communicate what resources employees are entitled to and the reasons people are being laid off. For instance, maybe the company is making a big strategy shift that affects a certain department. The next decision is how the news will be delivered. And big surprise, Sturman says, it probably shouldn't happen over email.
It's like breaking up in a relationship by text.
Instead, he says companies should take the time for one-on-one meetings in person or over Zoom, even if that means doing thousands of them. It creates space for conversations and questions, a two-way street. Plus, the way all layoffs are communicated sends a strong message to the employees who are sticking around. Kaifeng Zhang is a professor of management at The Ohio State University.
So if they feel this whole layoff process is fair, they feel more safe.
And if the remaining employees feel safe, that may help with morale. Zhang says if those aren't enough reasons for companies to show employees they care, there are always the business reasons, how consumers and shareholders might react. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.